It was one of those liver-jarring rides to an isolated community in Haiti. Our four-wheel drive snaked its way up what could barely qualify as a path and never a road. When we arrived at the small cluster of homes that were clinging to the barren side of the mountain, we had to fight the wind to make sure that we were able to even get to Mary Lude's house. The story she told us was one of suffering and of hunger and of despair. When I asked her about her greatest fear, she shared that she felt abandoned by her government, by her community, and even by God. My immediate response was to reach out to hug her frail body and to whisper, "Oh, Mary Lude, God sees you and he has heard your prayers. He has sent me and the rest of the team from Food for the Poor to represent all the people whom he will raise up to provide you not only food for yourself and your starving children, but also his words of love and hope and provision for the future. Mary Lude, don't believe the lie. You are not forgotten by God or by his people."